Straighten your spine. Neck long. And the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. Eyes are closed lightly. Then imagine long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches top of your head, and the line is coming down through the center of your head, through the center of your neck and spine, reaches the bottom. Then line still coming down and into the ground. And if you can imagine, the line is going down and down and down, and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So can you imagine the long straight line is penetrating you? Yes, you are using your imagination. At the same time, you are opening up your inner eye. So you are learning how to see with your inner eye right now, this moment. So physical eye has to focus on one point to see something. You have to pick up one point and decide to exclude others. Yes, looking at something with physical eyes is equal to judgment. We constantly judging everything in our life, but now we close physical eye and open up our inner eye. And when we use our inner eye, we do not focus on any point. So to look at this long straight line, you have to look at all directions. Do you understand? So you open up eyes, all the directions. Look at everything at once, softly and gently. We look at the vision like this. We listen to the message of Holy Spirit, message of God, like this. So we stepped in the doorway to getting a vision, receiving a message. So now, you would notice the so many kind of baggage of your mind start dropping off through this line. Regret, anxiety, fear, so many plans, anger, fear, pain. Such things are gradually dropping off through this line, one by one, and our Mother Earth accepts everything for us. At the same time, our chakras are settled down, relaxed, opened, and shining more. Blood pressure is lower, and breathing is probably slower too. Plus, you are firmly grounded. Now, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. Inhale, four, count four, three. And exhale, same. Exhale for three count. Inhale for four, three count, and exhale for three count. And if you can do easily, you can increase the count. Count to four. And count four and skip five. If you like, you can go up to count six or even seven or eight. So get your own rhythm. You smoothly inhale and exhale. Do not hold your breath anywhere. When we do a meditation, usually we do two things at the same time. One, we are focusing on something, like focusing on breathing. Then at the same time, we observe the sensation and the feeling. So you focus on this breathing. And observe your feeling, sensation, like irritation, relaxing, feels boring, or might be aware of the so many temptation of mind chatter. Whatever comes up in your mind, Just observe and continue to focus on your breathing. Now slowly bring your consciousness onto the top of your head. So here, through the long straight line, shining beautiful holy liquid is dropped. Top of your head, there is a reservoir of this holy liquid. It's called seventh chakra or pineal gland. So here we receive holy, probably thick liquid, beautiful liquid. Essence of God's mind. Essence of Almighty. Tranquility, abundance, and love. Use your inner eye and observe this reservoir, beautiful shining liquid. Then from here, slowly this liquid is coming down to a next reservoir. It's the center of your head. It's called third eye or sixth chakra or pineal gland. So at the center of your head, another reservoir starts shining with holy liquid. Beautiful transparent liquid. And this liquid is now mixing to your own intelligence, your skills, your ability, your experience. Or more accurate to say, what you are doing now is let our ability, intelligence, skills, experience, and preference, personality, character. Receive this holy light, liquid power. We cannot use our ability without this holy liquid. Yes, we actually cannot use our talent, ability, power without any help of this holy light at all. Then this liquid gradually coming down to your throat center. Fifth chakra or thyroid gland. You are watching third reservoir. So your throat area is cooled off by this liquid now. Through the throat, you can receive holy nutrition, holy life food, but we so often we take comfort or attacking thought or blame. And this throat area is a place to pronounce holy message, but we instead pronounce our fear, doubt, anger. So let this holy liquid cleanse this area. To fill up with holy messages. Then liquid now slowly coming down into the center of your chest. So fourth reservoir. This is a heart chakra or thymus gland. Where produces a very important hormone to high up your immune system. So observe this reservoir is getting bigger, more amount of holy liquid here. Yes, beautiful lake is created here. The function of this area is to show universal love, God's love, or truth through unconditional love. But we tend to use this area in order to insist on our own love, our own desire. So let go of such a conflict. And instead accept this beautiful lake here. So now you observe four reservoirs. Then beautiful streams from above your head to the center of the chest. And at the same time, you observe your feeling and the sensation. While you are observing, this holy liquid is working for its own role, meaning cleansing and undoing our egoistic conflict, our fear. And some of you might see already, but while you are observing, this holy liquid is starting shimmering and expanding, extending all over your body, all your head area, neck and chest and solar plexus area and the abdomen. This shining liquid go to both shoulders and coming down both arms, reaches elbows and the wrists and the hands. And this shine is now going out of your body. Around your body, start shining. Extending more. It's beautiful, shining, twinkling. So now you are creating a huge balloon filled with beautiful liquid. So you are floating in this beautiful balloon. Then here, look around your mind. Look around your mind and observe your desire and wanting. What do you want? If you can, you can visualize what you want in your energy field, this in this balloon. So you can search several things what you want. And also search what kind of problems or conflict you want to solve. I do not want you to bring any problem, any conflict to a new year. So pick up everything. What do you want and what you do not have yet? And the problem, what you want to solve, but you have not yet solved. Do you know the reason why you have such walls or blocks around you? Failure is all about you while you seek for goals that cannot be achieved. So today, tell yourself, I seek and find all that I want. My single purpose offers it to me. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. Okay, even though you may think it has already failed, no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. What we are seeking for is what we are. That is why finding it is inevitable. You are son of God and cannot suffer conflict. You are a part of perfection and you cannot separate from love. So observe your thoughts, your judgment, your need, wanting, failure, fear, worry, regret, anxiety. Once you see them correctly, you see they are not real. This is just a thin cloud, or even thinner veil. And you start seeking one door behind those thoughts. So look around, and somewhere there should be the door. Seek for that door and find it. But before you try to open it, remind yourself no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And it is this request you make today. Nothing but this has any meaning now. No other goal is valued now, nor thought. Nothing before this door you really want, and only what lies past it do you seek. Put out your imaginary hand and see how easily the door swings open with your one intent to go beyond it. Angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes, and you are standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things you see. A tiny moment of surprise perhaps will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away in dreams. Stay in the new place. In this beautiful, bright place. This light is extension of your ability, personality, character, skills, experience, and your pure spiritual love. This is a place your holiness and your intelligence meet. So this is your goal. As long as you keep in your mind this goal and this sensation, this feeling and this brightness, this gratitude, all other things will be naturally, automatically given to you. So here, you know clearly that you do not need to chase anything. You do not need to make a plan, anything. You do not need to think what to do, what to say, how to do. Here you know clearly such a thought is not your business. Your role is stay in this light. And your role is to remember that no one can fail who try to reach the truth. So all other stuff, meaning how to use your ability, your talent, is beyond your ability. Your holiness will do it for you. This universal, powerful energy will do it for you. Again, you can tell yourself, today I seek and find all that I want. My single purpose offers it to me. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. Everything is ready here. either you feel you are not ready or not. Everything is ready here. But it's up to you when you see, when you experience the truth about you. So meaning, you can say, now I can see. Now I like to accept the truth and experience it. Even though you are here right now, you see some temptations. Think of something you worry about. Think of a particular issue. You see the conflict. So you can look at that energy and slowly bring your consciousness back to this bright shining place. And realize again, ah, this is my beautiful extension. My holiness and my intelligence is here, hand on hand. No one can fail. If you see failure, you put your consciousness somewhere else and forget about this place, this almighty, this limitless love in you. So just once more, tell yourself, no one can fail who try to reach the truth, who try to reach who you truly are. And whenever you see the failure, it's just because your mind is away from through yourself. and come back to this self by remembering this beautiful holy liquid. And the combination of this holy liquid and your intelligence, your own experience, and your body, and your voice, extending all directions, then creating such a beautiful light. So you can remember this. Then while you are staying here, Holy Spirit is working for you and set up most appropriate experience for you to experience you are so perfect, so beautiful, so limitless, so joyful. So this is from Course in Miracles workbook, lesson 131. This is a mantra which meeting a new year with you. And while you remember this mantra in your mind, you can feel all universal energy is smiling to you and so happy to be able to help you. And you can share such a joyful energy. Now, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Any questions about this meditation? No? I believe some of you feel some difficulty or to get this idea. No? Okay.
You say we have 7 chakras.
Mm-hmm.
We did until 4th chakra.
Yes.
And why is it in the old chakra?
Well, here, this is a place we receive the light. And here, the light and our own brain intelligence combined. And translate the wisdom into our language. And to hear, we just express this holy message. And here, we show God's love. And to show this, we use these chakras. Our body is serving this. Okay? Holiness doesn't serve our body. Our body is serving our holiness. Meaning, our body is serving our mind. It's not like this. Our mind is the slave of our body. Is this the right answer? Okay, thank you. Any other questions? So you are sure and make clear that you don't need to bring any issue to after the midnight? Okay. Okay, but this is truly truth. And the truth is only one thing. Truth is you are perfect. If you don't see your perfection in your daily life, you see something wrong. You forget yourself. So what you have to remember is only this. You know, whatever you see, whatever problem you see, only one thing you have to remember to correct that situation. And if you do so, I can tell you, in one moment, that condition and situation will be changed. And it's called miracles. But miracles is not a real miracle. Miracles are just a natural and daily habit. Okay. The mind of CRS, my mind, you guys are part of us. So then in my part, of in my mind, and in the CRS mind, we will share the joy and the love next upcoming new year. So spend this night with the Holy Spirit and remember your gentleness. Your gentleness is your power. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Namaste.